Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Neuhauser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Neuhauser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. McCoskey scores. It's 2-0. Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tom Farrick now pitching. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser takes first base on ball four. Bloodworth moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mills strikes out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrick strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neuhauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Fleming, who tags Higgins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kramer scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive towards short. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Harris steals second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafke strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack has Hitchcock trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who tags Hitchcock for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Mills moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner scores. Mills moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.